Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Google is warning users a hack could have compromised some information. The tech giant alerted users of its Chrome web browser that it had been attacked by a group of hackers. Google plans to release an update for the browser this week to address potential security concerns. The company said that it will share more details about the hack once the update has been released and installed by a majority of users. Humanitarian organizations work to evacuate more civilians from the devastated Ukrainian port city of Mariupol on Monday. The Russian military is now focused on bombing resistance in Ukraine south and east after failing to capture Kyiv in the early weeks of the war, now in its third month. Gas prices are the highest in almost a month. AAA reports the national average price for regular is up to $4.19 a gallon. The price jumped 4 cents a gallon over the weekend. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The stock market showing signs of strain from inflation. The index is down 13.3% this year. That's the worst decline since the COVID crisis hit in early 2020. Fed Chair Jerome Powell will hold a press conference on Wednesday that everyone in the financial world will be watching. Former GOP Alaska Governor Sarah Palin speaks out on Newsmax against the White House Misinformation Board, run by people that claim the Biden laptop was Russian misinformation.
These are horrible people who want to take down America. They want to, they've already said, fundamentally transform America. And you do not fundamentally transform anything unless you have disdain for it and you want to so change it. But these, this new board, this new whatever it is, for one, Congress needs to defund it, and they can with a rider during the appropriations bill, so they better have to do it, especially Republicans in there who too often are going along to get along.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Kelsey Whitmore played left field and batted ninth for the Staten Island Ferry Hawks on Sunday, becoming the first woman to start a game in the Atlantic League, a league tied to Major League Baseball. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott told Newsmax Joe Biden is not protecting America and that the flood of migrants threatening to overrun the southern border is entirely the president's fault, no matter how he tries to spin it.
Joe Biden is not protecting America. Joe Biden is allowing illegal immigration to occur in the United States. All of this is because it's Joe Biden's fault. Remember this, Chris. It was only a year and a half ago that we had the lowest border crossings in decades because of four simple things that President Trump did. He implemented the Remain in Mexico policy, the Title 42 policy. He ended catch and release, and he built a border wall. And then more than that, he sent a message that the border is closed. When Biden was elected, he eliminated all four of those things, and he said the border is open. Everything that Texas is having to do is because Joe Biden has abdicated his responsibility as president of the United States. And, Chris, that leads to what you were talking about. I've done something that's never been done before. I, as governor, have negotiated agreements with governors of Mexico, where governors of Mexico are carrying out what we agreed to, where they are participating in joint exercises with us to secure both sides of the border. They have armed law enforcement personnel on their side, working with our armed law enforcement personnel on our side. We're on both sides. We're working to secure the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Checking the clock, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And we've got the legal analyst, best-selling author, and media tycoon, the one and only James Herson. Can I call you a media tycoon? Are you officially a tycoon?
You know, it's okay. I feel honored, but I think all tycoons right now are, you know, basically saying, they're taking a backseat to the ultimate mogul, the ultimate tycoon who today it looks like will announce that he's taken over Twitter. That's Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty amazing thing.
Well, maybe there might be free speech. Oh, yeah, that constitutional thing. It may be coming back to America. Well, what a novel concept, James, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the same fundamental principles that allow us to flourish as a free market in our economics is exactly the same thing that we talk about with ideas,
mm-hmm.
That's why our founding fathers called it the marketplace of ideas, and that has been jeopardized by these overgrown behemoth legislatively helped companies, Silicon Valley companies that have decided to just abandon the fundamental principles of America and act in an anti-American fashion. And that just, you know, it typifies the battle that we're in, which is a spiritual one, good versus evil.
Yeah, I mean, this is the fruit of that said battle. You're exactly right. And what's happened to the marketplace is it's been polluted, James. It's been polluted with mediocrity. You know, there is a prescribed outcome that drives some people. I found this to be the case in my experience working for union companies. They didn't want you to excel. They wanted you to operate at a medium level, because if you excelled, you made everybody else look bad, right? And that was somehow unacceptable. And that is something that I have found to be consistent with people of that mindset. And this is exactly what's going on, a prescribed outcome that is supposed to be controlled. And we know that genius doesn't happen in the realm of a prescribed outcome, does it?
No. And one of the great blessings of our time is the fact that we've seen people unmasked. We have had revelations of the corruption that's in government, the corruption that's in corporate America. And, you know, right now, as we speak, there are, there's a person who is a former president, Barack Obama, who is now dedicated himself to basically championing the concept that he calls content moderation, and that's so Orwellian, and a former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton, who is out there in a similar fashion, speaking out. We need more. They're urging these tech companies. We need greater content modification when what we've seen are, you know, former President Trump being thrown off Twitter, thrown off Facebook, sitting members of the Senate, sitting members of the House, various officials thrown off YouTube, thrown off all these different social media platforms. And it's very clear the pattern is inescapable that they are throwing them off because of their content.
Exactly.
And that is not what the bargain that the American people made through their representatives many years ago when we gave them special privileges, just like the special privileges that Florida gave to Disney. We allowed these companies to grow at the time. I think no one would oppose it because they were fledgling. They needed to grow. The technology was new. We saw the promise of the Internet. The Internet was the freest place on earth when it began to come into public consciousness. Obviously, it's not that way now in these areas of the Internet that are controlled by the big tech companies. So we're all praying that Elon Musk lives up to his tweets, lives up to his statements, and that in fact he is able to rehabilitate Twitter. And I think the shareholders will be rewarded. I think Elon himself will be rewarded justly. Because he has the leadership ability demonstrated.
Right.
And I think that's the reason that, you know, he's capable of making this deal.
God willing, maybe so, because the thing is, we saw what happened with President Trump. Trump was a sober reminder and an awakening, in a sense, of what these globalists were trying to do, including Barack Obama. Barack Obama, nobody has been able to touch him because first black president, all the charm that he had and everything. But he told us up front he wanted the fundamental transformation of America. And part and parcel, this all fit into the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab's ideal of the Great Reset. This is what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen, is there is an exchange. We're exchanging a free America to a globally controlled country with a predicted outcome to the degree, James, that it's pretty scary. I don't know if you saw, this has been out on the Internet for a long time, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, who is a Jewish scholar and historian. And basically he says in this video, and this is a guy who is supported by the likes of Bill Gates, Barack Obama, the ruling elites support this guy like he is a modern day prophet. And he is he's atheistic. He happens to be gay. And his premise is that out with God. God is unnecessary. When you come to the realization that God is in the way, then suddenly you are free to be all you can be, is his theology. And this is what the leaders of the world are following now, because, you know, here it is. The war on religion, the war on God, and he's brought it all to the point. And here we are in a modern day realization of the Tower of Babel one more time.
Yeah, and if it sounds familiar, it's the message of Lucifer, who became Satan. It is putting, I mean, a rejection of God. And it makes sense because it makes sense to these people because they have no respect for God's creation. Even though they talk about environmentalism, they have zero respect because the ultimate creation of God made in his image is human beings.
Exactly.
And they want to tinker with human beings. They want to play God, which, by the way, subject of my latest article relates to that. They call it transhumanism. I'm not, you know, particularly happy with that term, but if you think about it, it begins with the word trans. We've seen the transmania, which disregards God. Transhumanism basically jettisons the idea that human beings are made in God's image in order to remake human beings and play God. It is
exactly.
Luciferianism in its purest form. And in my latest article, I talk about, for the first time in human history, this has never happened before. There are people in Europe who are paying for their goods and services using an implanted chip that is placed surgically in their hand.
As if we haven't been warned on that. James, we got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up from there. Stay right there. More from James Herson after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
So you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset and production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com. After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez, we're back with you. James Herson continues with us, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James, you were reporting that here it is, things we've been warned about, and people wondered what would it take for people to freely take a device, have it installed in their hand, the Bible says even in their forehead that it'll be installed, in order to conduct commerce. But here we are.
Yes, and look, everybody knows this who's gotten the new version of credit cards. The credit card machines now have the ability to scan without contact, or they call it tapping. Mm-hmm. And that you can also do it with your smartphone, and young people are just embracing it. Well, imagine how easy it is then to take the same technology, surgically implant it in the hand, mm-hmm. and then the hand taps or places the hand near the credit card reader, which the hundreds of people are doing this now in Europe. It's being offered to all the... And by the way, no coincidence about this. All the European Union, the globalist European Union, every country that's a member of that, and it's being offered in the UK and in Switzerland. And unfortunately, people, because they've been deprived of the Bible and they've been deprived of the kind of pastoral guidance that they need to have, they don't realize. You said a very wonderful sentence. You said, you know, as if we haven't been warned about that. Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. The book of Revelation, the book of Daniel. And it says very explicitly that, you know, a future time when there's this world government, that's exactly what these internationalist globalist organizations advocate, this world government with a single economy, that's what they advocate, with a single currency, that's been also advocated by international organizations. And we understand now with technology, we couldn't understand what is called the mark of the beast, that something is placed either on the forehead or, the Greek says, or in the hand. And now, for the first time in human history, people are paying with something implanted in their hand, and this is implantable microchips. They've been around for a while. We've heard about them. Mm-hmm. Different people have been involved in them. Like thousands of people were implanted with them in Sweden, but they weren't buying and selling. They weren't using it for economic purposes. They were using it for medical purposes, and that's bad enough. But it's very clear countries around the world are working on this system for central bank digital currency. This is at the very same time, and we hear about a desire for so-called vaccine passports, digital IDs. Mm-hmm. And so they've developed these for the storage and the monitoring of health information. And it just stands to reason, it's not mere speculation to suggest that these technologies would combine, that there would be an implantable chip that tracks the same thing that all the Silicon Valley companies track. Everywhere we search, all our GPS information, all our healthcare information, and because thanks to DARPA and another private company, they have implantable chips. I mentioned monitoring. They check the real-time biochemistry happening in the human body. This is something Naomi Wolf, to her credit, has been warning about. If you want to have a social credit score, if you want to have an authoritarian government that rewards certain kinds of behaviors and punishes others, what better way?
Oh, this is Pavlovian.
Implantable chip.
Totally, totally Pavlovian.
Turned on and
exactly.
Off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is going to condition your behavior. As this one gentleman I mentioned to you earlier, what he says is that human beings will become hackable because we're data bits. And that's what we're reduced to. And Klaus Schwab, of course, the head of the Economic Forum says that this fourth industrial revolution is taking place, to where our identity will now be derived from this technocracy, James, no longer from God. God's out of the picture. We, you and I, as men of faith, we know that our identity comes from God, but as you see these conveniences rolling in, get ready, because what's going to happen is look for paperwork. Look for an increase of paperwork, where it becomes such a problem when you go in and sign up for anything healthcare-wise. You've got so many volumes of paperwork that you have to fill out that you're going to be begging for some implant that you could just pass over and all the paperwork's done, right? Because that's the, that has been the portal of entry with all this technology, is that it is a Trojan horse of convenience. It's what works for our very impatient culture, and it satisfies that immediate need, and along the way, we surrender our freedoms. This is dangerous.
Yeah, it's a, and the Trojan horse is the perfect metaphor, using convenience and security. You know, the people in Europe, they took a poll, and I think 51% said, yeah, you know, we would consider getting this implantable chip. And what they said is exactly that, you know, it would be convenient, and the security of not losing your credit card. And they think, of course, that it somehow, you know, would protect them from identity theft. But the thing is, these implantable chips, when we, the temptation is too great in a fallen world for people who perceive themselves as powerful, who are atheists, to elevate themselves. And obviously we have evil in the world. That's always, if we look at human history, the norm of human history is feudalism. Mm-hmm. The norm of human history is people being slaves to others. And unfortunately, we already saw what appears to be a beta test, where people were deprived of their ability to worship God, mm-hmm, through an exaggeration at the best and many lies during this pandemic, because, you know, churches didn't close during the plague. Churches don't close, mm-hmm, because people understand, who go to houses of worship, that God is worshiping God is not a luxury, it's a necessity.
Exactly.
Turning towards God is the source of overcoming wickedness. And that's exactly like the wicked want God to be gone so that they can flourish in his absence. And the people of God, you know, we're at a point in our calendar, the historical church referred to as, you know, the post-Easter season. The Orthodox Church, I think, just celebrated Easter recently. They have a different day. Mm-hmm. But we're still in the afterglow of, yes, Easter and the miraculous resurrection of Jesus Christ. And It is amazing to me that while people of faith are in this afterglow, this plotting, scheming group of people outside our country are trying to get the rudders and the steering wheel of our, mm-hmm, civilization to head us right into the abyss. And so it's very important, and I appreciate, you know, being able to talk about this, but, you know, this is very, it seems obvious, you know, we have to say no to implantable chips.
Yes.
But what the biblical scripture talks about is coerced chipping, mm-hmm, mandatory chipping, in the form of some kind of coercion. It uses the word forced in most translations. Well, maybe, you know, 5 years ago, if you said that, yeah, we're going to be forced to have some sort of mark or some sort of chip, people would say, oh, come on, we have too many constitutional protections for that. It's not mandates. We don't, right, have mandates.
We got to leave it there, James. To be continued. He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, the one and only James Herson. Thank you, James. Godspeed, my friend.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Google is warning users a hack could have compromised some information. The tech giant alerted users of its Chrome web browser that it had been attacked by a group of hackers. Google plans to release an update for the browser this week to address potential security concerns. The company said that it will share more details about the hack once the update has been released and installed by a majority of users. Humanitarian organizations worked to evacuate more civilians from the devastated Ukrainian port city of Mariupol on Monday. The Russian military is now focused on bombing resistance in Ukraine's south and east after failing to capture Kyiv in the early weeks of the war, now in its third month. Gas prices are the highest in almost a month. AAA reports the national average price for regular is up to $4.19 a gallon. The price jumped 4 cents a gallon over the weekend. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, in December, the U.S. Surgeon General issued a sobering warning about the mental health of America's youth, noting that rates of anxiety, depression, and sadness were high before the pandemic, and the COVID-19 made them much worse indeed. Mental health-related emergency room visits by 12 to 17-year-olds increased by 31% from 2019 to 2020, and 59% of parents reported being more worried about their child's emotional well-being today than they were before the pandemic. Well, joining us is Jody Grant, Executive Director of After School Alliance, and Jennifer Sarangelo, President and CEO of the National 4-H Council. Jody and Jennifer, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Well,
Glad to be here.
Jody, what did the After School Alliance new study, After School Promotes Healthy Futures, find?
Well, what our study found, and this was actually conducted right before the pandemic, is that parents really look to after-school programs as a place where their kids can have fun, can learn, can be with caring adults, can be with their peers, and that all of these things really have an impact and are part of the solution to the really troubling news we're hearing, which is that kids are really struggling, and they're struggling with things that are well beyond academics, and that, you know, high-quality after-school programs like 4-H and summer programs can be a huge part of the solution.
Exactly. And Jennifer, why are these after-school programs proving to be so important at this time, especially, you know, for children and the youth?
Well,
positive youth development programs like 4-H are really built on the science of learning and development. And 4-H, ours is backed by the land-grant university system and cooperative extension. And we really focus on the needs of young people in their developmental cycle. And so ensuring that they have the caring adult mentors, the spark, the exciting activities to do, and meaningful leadership roles means that our programs develop the resilience, the confidence, the connections that help young people protect them against some of the mental health challenges that we're seeing very prevalent today.
And Jody, I think some people might be surprised that the effects of after-school programs and summer programs are really helping students who, you know, are dealing with anxiety, isolated, or depressed.
I think some people will be surprised, but what our survey shows loud and clear is that parents are not. And as a fellow parent, I can say that if your kid is in a place, your child is in a place where they feel safe, where they're around people, both peers and adults, that care about them, where they're having fun, where they're exploring interests and passions, and where they're running around, because health and fitness is a big part of it, that is all going to help contribute to their success in life, as well as how they feel at the moment, you know, as opposed to feeling sad. They're engaged, they're happy, they're cared for.
What's getting in the way of kids participating in after-school programs?
One thing I would encourage all your listeners is to go to their school districts, because there are COVID dollars, that federal COVID dollars that can be used for this right now. And school districts have the control over those dollars, so it's almost a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as we recover from COVID to really tap into those dollars to support our kids.
Well, thank you, Jody Grant, Executive Director of the After School Alliance, and Jennifer Sarangelo. She leads the National 4-H Council. Jennifer, I'm going to give you the last word. Tell us briefly the National 4-H Council, what you do, and where people can go for more information.
Sure. At National 4-H Council, we support Cooperative Extension's 4-H program that's in every state and county and zip code in the country, and we do 4-H positive youth development programs and agriculture, STEM, healthy living, civic engagement that help young people build the resilience and the positive outcomes that Jody's just talked about. And if you want to find a program like ours in 4-H, you can go to 4-H.org, 4-H.org, and you can find your local summer camp, 4-H program, to learn more.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and our next guest is Bill White. He's got a compelling new biography that explores his trials and triumphs, mistakes, missteps on entrepreneurs' quest to furnish life's best moments. Bill, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill. Thank you.
Okay, so this biography, you know, tell us about this, and basically, it's it's your story. So tell us your story.
I had several events happen in my life. It starts off with me almost dying in the hospital, and then flips back to college where I meet my wife and fall in love. And then there's a love story kind of intertwines in there. And then all the trials and tribulations of starting like 12 businesses, and what happened during the Great Recession, what happened during when the planes hit the World Trade Center. We were in Chicago, which we're in the second largest building in the world next to the Pentagon. So we had to evacuate. It's just go through that, all that, and then coming out at the end of that, and then going through the tipping point of the company that I started really taking off. Yeah. So that's it. Really, hopefully there's a lot in there for humans that are going to get married, or young people that are thinking about starting a business, and there's a lot in there for life, you know, just everyday life.
Well, you know, one of my favorite teachers when I was growing up, she would always remind us that we're in the middle of history. And, you know, to hear you just in the brief synopsis, you sound a little bit like Forrest Gump. I mean, you know, you're here with these. Exactly. All you need is a shrimp boat. And, you know.
Down here, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but, you know, the journey that you've been on is, I guess your story is to encourage others to say, enjoy the journey. And, you know, you've got certain ambitions that came along. You know, you're an entrepreneur. You've worked hard. You've made your mistakes. You've learned your lessons. And I guess you want to encourage, you know, the next generation that it's going to be okay, right?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you brought Forrest Gump because I was with my grandson the other day. And I was telling him that I was in a brace from the time I was 4 to 8 or wheelchair, you know, a combination of those two. So what's that? What is that? I was like, well, like Forrest Gump. Oh, I've never seen Forrest Gump. So it came on TV that night. And I was like, there it is.
He's right. Oh, is that perfect?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was incredible. But yeah, it's been a great ride. I'm very fortunate. You know, one of the things I like to talk about is my wife. You know, I would say your relationships are the most important thing in life, and I have an amazing wife and therefore an amazing life. So I guess that works in reverse too, but I've just been very fortunate in that regard. And then the relationships with my suppliers, my employees, all the people that I come in contact with, obviously my friends. And then how do you build those? Because you have to constantly work them.
Exactly. And you can't, and this is the thing that I admire these kids today. To what depth can you work these relationships? You know, they've got, you know, thousands of followers and that. But, you know, and I know by experience, there's just a few number of people that you can really go deep with and really build a relationship. And you seem to understand how important relationships are, whether it has to do with your wife or with people who work for you, you know, colleagues and business associates, right? Or your kids, exactly.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I was able to get two of my kids. I have three kids. I was able to get two of them to work for me. And I was like, I can't imagine having to work for your dad.
Well, we've got about a minute left here, Bu, and you know, we mentioned Forrest Gump, but also you say that your story is a little bit of a modern retelling of Jimmy Stewart. It's a Wonderful Life. I'm going to let you wrap up the synopsis here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly right. In fact, I wanted to call it that, and they said, no, you can't have that. And I was like, wow, there's no book. You know, so
right.
That's a great idea. It is a Wonderful Life. So really, you know, coming back from dying, from, you know, you get a signal to your brain you're going to die, and you get like, I got a few minutes, say whatever you're going to say because we're out of here. And so there's that, and I came back, and it just changed my life.
Great, wonderful nuggets while you continue on your own personal journey of life. And who knows, maybe we'll be interviewing you next with your life story that you can pass on to the next generation. Bu, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by 4 equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now.
800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Meadow Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And guess who we got? We got Dean Kane without a cape.
Without a cape. Now, I hide the cape in public, Bill. It's just bad form to run around with the cape on.
Well, you know, I haven't had a cape on since I used to use my mother's, clips for, the laundry.
Sure.
I think when I was about 6-7 years old and jumping off the roof thinking I could fly like Superman, it just, gravity came into play.
Yeah, that happens. It would happen to me, too, if I didn't have an entire team of special effects guys there working for me and stuff. But I don't think I ever, as a kid, took the old clothespin and put on a cape. I didn't aspire to play Superman. He was my favorite superhero, but I was more into being a football player or playing cops and robbers or things we used to do back in the day. I never aspired to Superman. So imagine my surprise when I ended up there.
Yeah, and here you are, and now you're in this new movie, No Vacancy, and you're wearing a cape of a different sort, right? Can we say that?
100% so. It's wonderful. I play Pastor Cliff Lee, who I got to meet in person and spend some time with. It's always fun when you're playing somebody real. Mm-hmm. Also wears outlandish shirts all the time, which is not normally my style. So I had to get used to that. But he's what a great guy. And the film is a wonderful, wonderful film. It's a story of there's several stories going on at the same time. But the real story to me is the story of Cecil Johnson, who is a homeless, drug addicted guy who gets brought into our hands, so to speak, and finds a home and becomes a leader. And it's a wonderful, wonderful story. T.C. Stallings, who plays...
Yes, I was going to say, our good friend T.C. Stallings.
I was happy to see him
in the cast. What an awesome cast. Yeah, you did a great job. Excellent.
I mean, I knew when we did the read-through, I was like, uh-oh. This is his movie. He's running with this bad boy.
Yeah.
Just like he did when he was a running back in college. He took off with this one. He's really fantastic in it, and the story is so compelling. And you just... It tugs at your heartstrings, and it's a very good feel-good story, too, at the same time.
Yeah, the story No Vacancy is a true story, as you say. How did it come to you, Dean?
It just came to me through my agency, actually. You know, I try to be open to faith-based movies as often as I can. I in fact, I work with JC Films, which I don't do these. I don't get paid for these movies to go and give them a day here, a day there for small, little, tiny movies. Anything that sort of helps move the needle. It's a weird time today. Entertainment is doing some things that I don't 100% agree with. I'm all for the First Amendment and freedom of expression, and do make any film you want to make. And I'll do the same. And so I like to make a lot of films that mean something to people and can maybe help change the culture, change a life, tell someone's story that otherwise wouldn't be told. And to be able to come into this film, when I read the script and saw what it was about and that it's a true story, it really hits home. And true stories get rid of that. It's a Hollywood kind of thing. You know, it's make believe and so on and so forth. When it's a real story, you know, it has a different weight to it.
Exactly.
And to meet all the real people was really cool.
And culturally appropriate when you're talking about homelessness. Wow. And going back to what you were saying earlier, in terms of faith-based movies, family-friendly movies, the proof's in the pudding at the box office. I mean, you know, they are more successful. This has been proven time and time again, but yet Hollywood types, I guess because you might get an Oscar or whatever it is, they'll spend all kinds of money. But, boy, they're finding out that, these faith-based family-friendly movies are the ones that are turning numbers at the box office.
They really do. And they turn, even if it's not the box office because the business has changed so much, mm-hmm. then everybody watches them at home. You know, you get everything. You get a big, giant 75-inch screen in your house now with surround sound and with the COVID and things happening, whether it's the box office or if it's streaming at home or however people go to watch these films, the faith-based movies do very, very well. I go back to like Frank Capra movies, yeah. Things like It's a Wonderful Life, stuff like yeah. that. Those are the kind of movies I love and I've always loved, and they're pro-American values, they're pro-family values. They still have some edge to them. They can tell the story, but they're wonderful, and I love to be a part of films like that.
Yeah, I'm like you, Dean, because you come away from movies like that, and you're uplifted. You feel like there was some benefit from it. It's like my old mentor in my radio days in L.A., Chuck Bloor. You may or may not know that name, but he did an incredible number in programming in Los Angeles radio. And what he would tell us, he'd said, your job when you open up the microphone is to elicit a positive emotional response. How's that?
That's phenomenal. That's certainly missing from a lot of what we have in Hollywood today. That's for sure. I love that. I would ascribe to that every single day.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I ended up when I built sales teams, I would tell the salespeople the same thing, except it wasn't about radio. It was about, hey, when you go to meet a client, your job is to elicit a positive emotional response, so much so that when it was time for you to leave, they were kind of sad that you were leaving the room. You know what I mean?
That's rare for a salesperson.
But you see, you're kind of used to that because you're charm. People love having you in the room. When you go, they go, oh, I want to hold on to Superman's. Don't go.
I'm okay with that. I like that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Of
no,
course, the movie No Vacancy, which is going to be a Fathom release, is going to be available for the public when, Dean, exactly?
What is it? My understanding is May 9th. It's looking at like 770 plus theaters on
wow.
May 9th. On Monday, May 9th, and I guess you can go to novacancymovie.com for tickets and information. I always have my little notes here so I don't screw that up.
Yes.
Because, it's you never know how a film will do. If this film does wonderfully, and it's like when I did God's Not Dead, we never expected it was going to get the kind of response that it got. I'd mm-hmm. love to see that same thing happen with No Vacancy and people sort of take that into their heart, especially here in California. California, we have half of our nation's homeless here in
yes.
California, and
yeah.
it's a horrible crisis.
Yeah, 70,000 plus people. The last time I was in L.A. visiting one of my old radio stations, Dean, I was shocked to see the tents on the overpasses of the freeway. I go, what is going on here?
It's horrible here, and,
yeah.
and our government is not doing a good job here in California of dealing with it. And it's unfortunate for those who need it, whether it's mental health issues, whether it's substance abuse, whatever the case is, or if it's just people who are down on their luck. We have plenty of resources here in California, and they're not being allocated correctly, and I wish they would be. And if that means churches and groups like that can pick up the slack, they always try to, and maybe put some funding in, and some funding through those sources, because like with Pastor Lee that I play in this film, it's exactly what happens. He ends up getting these, it's almost like It's a Wonderful Life. When you need everything and you're at your lowest point, all of a sudden the community comes together and supports you in a way that you never expected. And it's very humbling, almost embarrassing, yet wonderful at the same time.
Well, it's clearly the hand of God. You know, I tell people often I'm a but God Christian. They go, but God, what do you mean, but God Christian? I say, because whenever you read in the Bible about all woe is you and everything, all hell's breaking loose and that's happened, and then all of a sudden God enters the picture, but God. But God comes in and does miracles, just like he did in this movie. We're talking with Dean Cain. He's all in this movie. Not only is he one of the stars, but he's also a producer for No Vacancy, which is going to be released. It's a Fathom event. And Dean, I will say to you that everybody that I interview that is a Fathom event movie ends up, you know, getting success that is unrealistic. And days are extended. More movie houses become available. So that's our prayer for you as well, is that you will, extend our winning streak here with people that we interview for their movies, okay?
No pressure.
That's all right.
No pressure.
Okay. None whatsoever. Okay. So, Pastor Cliff Lee, what did you have to do to study for this role?
You know, what's funny is I got to meet Cliff before I started filming. And he's just such a, I mean, I know so many pastors and so many church leaders and people like that. And so as an actor, you're always watching them and seeing their mannerisms and things. But Cliff is, we're not exactly alike. First of all, the guy's 6'4", which is, I was like, what? How do I play taller? But he's the nicest, most wonderful guy. And he has a great sense of humor, which, you know, you don't see that all the time with pastors and things. I mean, that's great when you have one, because it's entertaining and they're fun to listen to, and they catch your attention. He's extremely charming. I studied Cliff the night we had dinner before everything started. I was just watching him out of the corner of my eye, trying to get little pieces and mannerisms. But the character just made sense to me, what he was trying to achieve and what he was going through. And so it wasn't a whole lot of crazy preparation. I didn't try to be exactly like Cliff himself. I played, you know, the character that I saw written on the page, with anything I could pull from, you know, that sort of the substance of who Cliff himself really is, who is a extremely kind, lovable man. I mean, and again, with a wicked sense of humor.
Yeah, it's a good Samaritan story, isn't it?
Oh, well, of course. And of course, the hotel that they're trying to buy for the homeless is called the Samaritan's Inn. So it's, but it's absolutely like, a Samaritan story, 100% through.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, we thank you, you know, for joining us and telling us about the movie. We're excited that it'll be coming out, and people will be highly encouraged and enlarged as a result of this true story. And what a great cast that is part of this movie as well, Dean. We got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize it and bring us home, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, it's real simple that, you know, sometimes these events don't get any attention. And what happened in Cecil's case is that a reporter ended up having to be covering this area and this story about this group trying to buy a hotel for the homeless and try to expand their reach. And then Cecil's story got in there. And so because of her story, and Sean Young plays this character and does a great job with it, everybody paid attention to it because it got in front of their eyeballs. And they all paid attention to it. And the community comes together and wonderful things happen. You know, it's the hand of God, as you say. And I believe that's the case. The same thing that I promise you that Cecil Johnson would say, and he did say many, many times. That's the story, a real story of recovery and hope.
And it's for one night only, a Fathom event. Right now, 770 cinemas nationwide have committed to this Fathom event. Monday, May the 9th this year, save the date and get ready to be blessed like you've never been blessed before. This is absolutely awesome. Dean Cain, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Bill, thank you, sir. God bless.
You take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...